independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I think, again, it is, at the end of the day, it's about the voters and the people who can come out and vote today. And the people of the 6th District are going to be looking for someone who's been part of this community.
We'll see what happened. That's Kara Handel. She is currently leading by a squeaky tiny margin in the race for the 6th Congressional District that is going on in Georgia. Some people are calling this a referendum on Trump, but they've done that before, and the Democrats have failed to hold strong. We'll see what takes place. I'm not quite sure. It's going to be a long night, I think, but it's very tight. She's up by about 1,500 votes right now, and it's essentially a dead heat. Early votes, he probably has the lead in the early voting, but the walk-up votes is where she is going to do well, and we'll be checking throughout the day. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens because of what's going on in D.C., because of Trump, because of the way that Trump has gone and done the things that he has done, the way that he is as pushed and pulled and fought and been something that D.C. has never seen, and the way that the press has vilified him. You know, a lot of people, the Democrats, are saying, look, we should be winning these things, and they keep saying they're going to win, and they never do. But the money spent here, this is funny. The money spent here is about $50 million. 9 times of the money he's raised. So 9 times the amount of money he's raised is coming from California, the progressive hub of the world. That goes to show you that this movement is big, and it goes to show you that politics can stretch all over the place when it comes to stuff like this, because they look at this as an opportunity to come in and to essentially snatch something from Trump and say, but this is a place that has predominantly been a very Republican stronghold, the likes of Newt Gingrich, Tom Price. You've got real conservative people that have held the seat. And now you've got a 30-year-old upstart documentary filmmaker that is making a run for it. And he is, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. And a lot of people are saying, look, this is where it starts. This is when the tsunami starts when it comes to Trump. And it starts to push back. And it starts to push back. And it starts to push back against Trump and his craziness. I don't think so. I think tonight he very, very well may win, but I think we're not going to find that out till tomorrow. I think it's going to be too close to call. And like I said, legal proceedings at some point in time are going to happen because that is the world that we live in and everybody. And I think if she loses, she'll be graceful in it. I think if he loses because of the amount of money, because of who sent the money, because of this litigious world that we live in, don't be surprised if there isn't some sort of court challenge along the way. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Spicy gave a press conference today. He's done that, but it's been 8 days since he's done it in front of the camera. And today he gave a press conference, lots of things on the mind of people. But one of the things that's going on is what's happening when it comes to healthcare. It's people don't know. Even Republicans don't know. And the White House itself is trying to figure out what's going on because they feel like they're being shut out of this entire process, that there are a few senators that are crafting something, and what it looks like, what it's going to be, nobody really knows. And there is some frustration there. But the Spicy came out today and addressed the healthcare issue.
He believes that healthcare is something that is near and dear to so many families and individuals. He made it clear from the beginning that that was one of his priorities.
Yeah, one of his priorities, that's for sure. Now, remember along the way, you know, what got lost along the way is when he did talk about healthcare. He would say Obamacare is nasty, but we're not going to let anybody die in the streets. Obamacare is horrible and it's failing America, but we're not going to let people die in the streets. We're going to have good healthcare for everybody. It's going to be great. He didn't just say the wealthy. He didn't just say the rich. He didn't just say, but that's where he talked a lot of. And I have said over the last couple of days, and I will continue to say it because I don't think people are really putting it all together. The Republicans have a different agenda than Donald Trump does. He essentially, you have a fractured three-party rule right now when it comes to what's going on in D.C. I think you have the left, the Democrats. I think you have the right, the Republicans. And I think you have Trump. And I think the Republicans have their own agenda that they want to get done. And if Trump wants to go along with them, that's fine. But they don't want to be, they're not going all in on Trump yet. They're still not doing that. And I think he's going to get just as much resistance at times, even though they'll be patting him on the back, talking about, you know, oh my goodness, we're behind you 110%, Mr. President. At the same time, I don't think they're going to be all in all the time. And when your job's up, and in 2018, many of them, they're going to be facing races. Now, some of them, it's gerrymandered to the point where it's not a big deal, but there's going to be a few out there that are going to be in play. And you have to step back for a second and say, okay, I got to get some stuff done. This president and I, we don't see eye to eye. He's not, and you have to look at the district you're in too. Even though you might have won, how did he do? But you walk a fine line because who knows what it's going to look like in 6 months or a year from now. You don't know. But I still think that there are three things going on. I think you got the Democrats, the Republicans, and Trump. And Trump has a different idea of what he wants, I think, for health care and a lot of these other things. The Republicans failed on numerous occasions to take care of the immigration problem. And they were fine with that. Because as far as they were concerned, it was cheap labor. It was a win-win. Democrats got what they wanted, which is potential future voters. Republicans didn't think, hey, you know what? I don't really care because I won't be in office by the time these people become citizens. So it doesn't mean anything to me. And the Republicans were stoked because they had cheap labor and their constituents and the people that wanted that cheap labor were totally fine. So everybody turned a blind eye. I don't think Trump is getting these people sold on let's build a wall. I don't think it's a rhetoric they like. When it comes to health care, I think the conservatives are going to battle with the moderates, are going to battle with Trump because Trump wants heart.
The president clearly wants a bill that has heart in it.
That's what he wants. He wants a bill with heart. I want a bill with heart. Okay. Now you know what that even means. You want a bill with heart. Not quite sure. But we'll figure it out, right? So I think you've got those issues. And I think that you really have a fragmented D.C. right now that has three kind of separate parties that are battling it out. And I think you look at the House, and you look at the Senate, you look at these guys, these senators and congressmen, and they always say, you know, you're renting, we buy. Because we're going to be here for 20 years. We're going to be here for a long, long time. You see how long these people are, career politicians. They're there forever and a day. They've been there since the furniture, and they're going to continue to be there. They don't want to put any of that at risk. So I think what they're going to try to do and what they might do is start passing things and see if he's going to sign some of this stuff. That's if they can get it passed. But they're going to leave him out of some stuff. Maybe they don't feel he's competent enough to handle it. Maybe they just don't feel that he's on the same wavelength as them. But healthcare needs to get done. And the Republicans have lied over and over again about getting this thing done and doing it with transparency and doing it out in the open. And they're now super secret about it. Even people right in the House are going, what's going on down there? What's happening? Even other senators are saying, we're not quite sure. And you know what it's like. Because the Democrats did it to you. And they did it to the American people. And now you need to be transparent about it. And you're not. And that's not good for America. Because when you're hiding something, it's one thing if it's a surprise party. It's another thing if you know everybody's going to hate this. Everybody's going to hate this. We're going to look exactly like everybody says. Tax breaks for the wealthy. Take away people's health care. Not really improve competition. Prices are still going to be up. But we're getting paid, so that's all that matters. So we'll deal with that crap when it comes to us. But let's keep it quiet until then. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Michael Brown and his family have reached an agreement. I am trying to figure out why. Really? I'm trying to figure out why. And wait till you hear this story about what they're trying to do in Colorado when it comes to cell phones. Another one of those situations where you scratch your head. Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony. It's Chad Benson.
The turnout remains high. There's a lot of excitement here for some fresh leadership that's focused on growing Metro Atlanta's economy, that's focused on delivering the kind of healthcare solutions people are hungry for, but it's focused on accountability in Washington.
John Ossoff, running for the 6th Congressional District in Georgia, currently in the lead, about 1,500 votes ahead of his Republican, would you call them I don't want to say enemy, but that's kind of what they are anymore, right? Like contestant, you know, opponent. Foe. What are some other neat words? Her name's Karen Handel. It's going to be a long night. It is going to be a long night. And they're just now starting to get everything in. Only a few, like one percentage points, 1% of the votes have been counted as they go through this. But it's going to be a very interesting night to see what takes place. And a lot of this is early voting. Election day voting is where she is supposed to have the upper hand. They said that early voting was going to be where he was going to get it. And we'll see. We'll see what takes place. But people are saying this is a referendum on President Trump and the Republicans, but especially President Trump. And that's what you're seeing now. You're not seeing these people run against their opponent. You're seeing them run against Trump. That's what you're seeing. They're not going, hey, this guy or this gal, this person's, this politics bad. No, President Trump is evil. Vote for me. I'll restore calm, peace, and normality in Washington. Put me there. I'll change Washington for the better. And if you're a Republican, you're not quite sure. Do you run with Trump? Do you step away from Trump? You just don't know what to do. Karen Handel, though, she ran to Trump.
I thank him for his support. I thank the voters of the 6th District for their support on election night, April 18th. I said that it was going to have to be all hands on deck, and that's exactly what it's been.
So we'll see what happens here, but it's going to be a long night. And like I said, don't be surprised if there isn't lawyers involved in this in some way, shape, or form. Michael Brown, of course, remember that? Hands up, don't shoot. That wasn't real, but whatever. Who cares? It doesn't have to be real. So that right there is the perfect example of where you look where news went crazy. Grab something and turn something into something far bigger than it should have been when it came up to the narrative of hands up, don't shoot. And it never actually happened. But that's the fake news, right? That was fake news. People ran with it. Well, his family has settled with the city of Ferguson. People closest to it said it's probably under $3 million. Now, where I stood back and I went, well, why is his family getting any money? Because Darren Wilson, they found in 2000, the Justice Department found in 2015, Wilson didn't violate Brown's rights. It was crazy. And here's the kid who caused some trouble, tried to get into a scuffle and take an officer's gun. In that melee, he died after being shot by Darren Wilson. And now you have to pay him almost $3 million? Are you kidding me? Now, what they're saying here is the Justice Department also found that Ferguson's police department and municipal courts routinely violated the civil rights of African Americans. Okay. Then shouldn't all African Americans who were subject to all of these, invasive policing tactics and overbearing and overcharging court systems, shouldn't they all share in that? I think they should all share in that. Because they were targeted. This guy did something out of his way to an officer. And he's getting $3 million bucks? Are you kidding me? Or his family is? Because he's not here to participate in that. And this isn't a black-white thing. People will turn it into a black-white thing. I think the Justice Department probably found that, yes, you know what? African Americans are routinely pulled over far more. And it doesn't matter what color the officer is. African Americans are pulled over routinely more. And they are overcharged. And in courts, yes, they probably aren't getting the same kind of opportunity and leeway that maybe cracker drivers do. But they're getting $3 million. His rights weren't violated. On the other hand, he violated somebody else's rights, and then he violated Darren Wilson's right by going for his gun. And getting $3 million? Why aren't they spreading that out amongst the people out there? Just curious. Why aren't they spreading that out amongst the people whose rights were violated, who were targeted, who, when they went to court, were having their rights routinely violated in the court system? Shouldn't that $3 million be spread out amongst... I'm just finding it hard to believe. And this stuff drives me crazy. Because you routinely see this kind of stuff where people settle. And sometimes in life, it's easier to settle. I get that. It's easier to give $3 million and say, go away. We want to put this behind us because the damage has been done. And any more to the city is going to cost us. And it's just better that we get that done. And we don't need to spend $5 million fighting this thing. But I look at this and I think, I'm curious as to why. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We're following along at the special election, Georgia 6th Congressional District. Right now, it is virtually a dead heat tonight between John Ossoff and Karen Handel. Who will win it? Is it a referendum on Trump, or will the Republicans hold on to that seat? Is this the start of something big, or is this more of the same? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And what we're being told is the 105% increase in premiums on the exchanges since 2013. It's going to go up 20% or more next year.
John Cornyn right there. 20% or more healthcare. That's where it's going. What's getting done with it? We don't know. It's going to be the battle. It's going to be the inside battle. Matters because you and I pay a lot of money. I have seen my premiums go up, and it's ridiculous, and it's continuing to be that way, and we're taking a huge chunk of it, and it's frustrating as hell. It is absolutely frustrating, and it's funny because Chuck Schumer came out today, and this is the thing that it's the same old same, never offering up anything other than the usual talking points that the left uses when it comes to the right and what they always seem to do.
They must be ashamed that just like the House bill, the Senate Trump care bill will put health care out of the reach of millions of Americans just to put another tax break into the pockets of the very, very wealthy.
Well, first of all, everybody be getting tax breaks because, that's one of the big things they're talking about. Rather than get a subsidy, you'd get a tax break, right? That's everybody. It's not like, unless you make $250,000, if you make $250,000 and above, your ass can get a tax break. If you make $120,000, you make $20,000, you ain't getting a tax break. You get nothing. No, you get nothing. Not a thing. Bunch of crap. It's the same old, though. That's what it is. I always wonder, like, why are you so concerned with what other people make and with what other people do? Why are you so concerned with how other people spend their money and save their money and move their money around in the world of taxes? What is it that drives you crazy about that? I'm curious, Left. What is it? Why is it that it matters to you as a human being that somebody else has a lot of money and that they're able to circumvent a legally tax systems that are ridiculous, 70,000 pages, 187 times bigger than it was a century ago, that people take those laws that are there on the books and they're able to circumvent them and you're worried about it? What is it about that that drives you crazy? I've always been curious. Well, they should pay their fair share. Well, there's about half this country doesn't pay anything. They may pay some state tax, but a lot of people get most of their money back at the end of the year and don't pay a thing. So what is it that drives you crazy? Is it because you just want more of their money so you can do more of the stuff that you want to do, which will make more of your voters happy by giving them a little bit of bird seed that'll keep them coming back for more, but never really doing anything other than that? I think it's a fair question. I do. People texting in about Michael Brown, 323-538-2423, about his settlement, his family settlement, $3 million or so, give or take. A source close to the family saying that they're probably settled with the Ferguson, the city of Ferguson after his shooting. And I'm still trying to figure out why. Because his rights weren't violated. He violated Darren Wilson's right by going for his gun. The narrative of hands up, don't shoot, didn't really happen. I'm curious, and people are all saying the same thing. Chad, I'm with you. And again, it's not a black-white thing. It's not. It's not a black-white thing. And for some places in life, it's just easier to settle. But $3 million? For you committing a crime and then attacking a police officer, trying to take his gun away from him, and then in the ensuing scuffle, you dying, and now you're getting $3 million. All right. There you go, then. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. So we've got this world we live in now. And this world that we live in is based in technology. Young kids, like my little dude and my two little brothers that are here with me, enjoying themselves, are on their tablets, and they're playing. 7 years old, 7 year old, 10 year old, love their tablets. My little brother, Bubba, who's five, his name's Keeney, but everybody calls him Bubba. He's always on his little tablet. He's always on a phone. He can circumvent it. He can play around with it. He knows exactly what to do. There is a new push in Colorado State. A dad there, a doctor, Tim Farnham, wants to do something that is making me scratch my head because it's more of the same when it comes to people who want to be do-gooders.
Parents Against Underage Smartphones. It started the effort to stop the sale of smartphones for use by kids under the age of 13. It would require retailers to ask if anyone buying a smartphone intends on giving the phone to a preteen. They would document that response, then file it in a monthly report filed with the State Department of Revenue.
Wow. It's awesome. So let me get this correct. You want to give a person who's a small business owner more paperwork and bureaucracy to fill out a bunch of paperwork because you want to make sure that kids under the age of 13, who you're not their parent, can obtain a cell phone, even if you feel that my daughter or my son is 10 or 11, is mature enough to have a cell phone, and I would like to be able to get a hold of them whenever I can, and the smartphone is the way to go because we're not getting a flip phone. That's the other thing. Is it a flip phone? Can we, or is it just cell phones in general? Is it only smartphones? I'm curious. But how about this? It's none your damn business because you're not my kid's parent. I am. I will decide. I was thinking the last couple of days. Jack's 7 years old, still a little, he's a little young for seven. Just turned seven, but still kind of a little young. And you're not ready for a cell phone, but maybe by nine, he'll be ready for a cell phone. And I would like that. That way I can contact Jack, not have to, you know, always call his mom, and it would just be easier. But he's not quite there yet. But I want to have the right. And as we all know, what happens in one state, the other states look and go, well, if they're getting away with it. But here's the thing. This is the group's founder. His name's Dr. Timothy Farnham, talking about this, and it's hilarious.
They go from being outgoing, energetic, interested in the world, and happy to reclusive. They want to spend all their time in their room. They lose interest in outside activities.
Really. Here, let's do this. 1950, Elvis Presley, the electric guitar, crazy things going on. This could be any dad in suburbia America.
They go from being outgoing, energetic, interested in the world, and happy to reclusive. They want to spend all their time in their room. They lose interest in outside activities.
The 80s roll around, right? Disco, some punk rock, video games, and television everywhere. This could be any dad or mom in the 1980s.
They go from being outgoing, energetic, interested in the world, and happy to reclusive. They want to spend all their time in their room. They lose interest in outside activities.
This guy is stay off your lawn and my lawn and everybody's lawn. Yes, sir. No, sir. Do as I say. Kids are meant to be seen, not heard. And we will all sit there at the dinner table and stare at each other and, yes, dare I say, talk about the evening, which I have no problem with. I mean, the statistics show that families that dine together, guess what? They tend to have better graduation rates, less of the kids go to school. All of those, that's all real, but that's because parents dine together, sit down, and they take an interest in their kids' life. That's great, right? But kids live for this. This is their world now. This is their rock and roll. It is all of their stuff. Right? It's their long hair. It's their television. It's all, this is what it is. And to say that kids go, that's not true. It's not. Kids are, like today, my little brother, my little brothers and my son were all playing. They're playing some Minecraft game. One of the great games they're playing, War Blocks or something like that. All three of them were playing the same game. They were all laughing and talking to each other. They were all having a great time. They were having fun. And it's great. Technology's only going to grow. And on the other side of that, this isn't your child. You don't get to say, I would like this because I feel children are going to be socially, turned off and they're not going to understand how the world works and they're going to be detached from stuff. That's a bunch of crap. If you have a close relationship with your child and you're a good parent, your child will be socially engaged. And if you don't, you don't. This is the way kids communicate nowadays. Sending a text. Jack now, he likes to send texts from his mom's phone. Hi, Dad, what's going on? And he'll send all kinds of wacky pictures, all those little, the little emojis and stuff. And it's funny. And I send stuff back to him. That, to me, is great. This is the way that children engage nowadays. This guy is screaming, your hair's too long, the music's too loud, stay off my lawn. In my day, this is what we did. Well, that's your day. We live in a different day. And dare I say, doctor, in your day, if you had all of this stuff, I bet you you'd have used it. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Speaking of kids being engaged or not engaged, we're all going to be taking road trips because driving season is in full effect. I was driving, and tomorrow I got a long drive to San Diego and back, and the kids will have their tablets with them. They'll be fully charged, and I know they'll be playing, and they'll be having a good time. You know what I won't be worried about? What if something happens to my car? What if the engine dies? What if the transmission goes out? What if? Because I got extended vehicle service protection from CarShield, and it took away all the what ifs. It's amazing. We know how expensive. New engine costs you upwards of $5,000. Water pump, $500. And all of the gadgets that go with cars now, because you have to be a computer scientist to understand. Some of those sensors are like $1,000 a piece. It's crazy. It is. They take care of that. That's what CarShield does. CarShield takes away the what if and the worry. If your car is probably out of warranty, you don't want to go get a new car, but you want to have that peace of mind of knowing that should something happen, let me tell you something, CarShield will give you peace of mind. 24/7 roadside assistance, boom. you get a rental car while your car's in the shop. And here is something that's amazing, and I love this. They take care of everything directly with the mechanic of your choice. So you choose the mechanic, they pay direct. Americans are struggling financially. 25% of us can't even say we have a dollar in the bank, and 60% of us can't afford a $500 emergency. With CarShield, the what if goes away. Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson, or visit carshield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. Wrap it up. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
They go from being outgoing, energetic, interested in the world, and happy to reclusive. They want to spend all their time in their room. They lose interest in outside activities.
That is Dr. Timothy Farnham talking about how kids are just got electronics, their faces inside of their phones all day. And you know, he just wants to change all that. He's trying to get together enough signatures to try to get smartphones banned for children under the age of 13 in Colorado. And I just think it's crazy. And, you know, it's people are texting in saying, well, you know, my kids got it. And they don't go outside anymore. Well, yeah, they don't go outside anymore because the internet is the new outside. That's just it. The internet is the new playground. It's the new place where people meet. I was reading last week, they were talking about Friends. Could you guys do Friends Day? They said no, because everybody would be sitting inside of a coffee shop with their head down, looking at their computers or playing on their tablets, looking at their phones. So it wouldn't be a very fun show. But that's the world that we live in now. We're more connected, yet disconnected in a lot of ways. The outside world is now the internet. Athletes that we used to know are going to change over time. It's going to be the world of video gamers. They're going to become huge. It's going there now. And here's the other thing, too. We've also taken some of that's on us, though, people, because we have taken away kids' right to be kids through this overparenting. We schedule everything. We tell them, don't go outside because the boogeyman's going to get you. If you see a kid that's 10 years old and he's at the park by himself, you got to turn their parent in because they're not being a good helicopter parent. When we did all those things, we tell these kids, you need to be more active, but you have to schedule their activities because they no longer can ride a bike by themselves. They no longer can go to the park by themselves. They no longer can do anything by themselves. Who's that on? That's on us. It's about play dates. So they've adapted, and they use the phone now. So they can chat with their friends. They can play video games. It's like being in the same room with them, even though they may be five blocks away. Might as well do that, right? Because I can't walk over there, because if I do walk over there, I could be in trouble, and so could mom and dad if somebody decides that, hey, you're outside, and you're only 11 years old, and I don't see a supervising adult with you, and because of that, that's like Sharia parenting, right? Like, you can't leave your house without a parent or an adult. We call these kids free-range kids now. What do you expect them to do? Well, they can go out back. Boy, that sounds like fun. But they have nobody to play with, right? Because you don't want to get off your ass and play with them. So what do? It's the new outdoors. It's killed the mall. It's the new mall. It's the new malt shop. It's the new everything. That's what these things are. There you go. 844-DIG-CHAD. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We're watching the election results. Again, this is going to be an all-night thing. It's pretty much a dead heat right now. Karen Handel is in the lead. She is making up where she lost. She was down about 2,000 votes or so as far as early voting against John Ossoff, who is the Democrats' hope in what they think will be a changing of the tide and a referendum and the first start of the resistance when it comes to putting people in place to fight Trump in D.C., the 30-year-old documentary filmmaker who has got a ton of money. Again, about almost 10 times the money that is poured in, that he's raised has been sent to him by California. That just goes to show you that they are pushing hard for this. This is that movement. That outside money is huge, but it's going to be a long night in Georgia, and it's going to be a long night. And I think I don't know who's going to win. I don't. I have a feeling that Karen Handel's going to squeak this one out, and it's going to be another one of those disappointing nights for the Democrats where they go, wah, 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 wah. But I don't know. You never know in these situations. But a lot of people are hoping this is a referendum against Trump. I have a feeling she's going to hold on to that seat, occupied by Tom Price and Newt Gingrich. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Is this they've tried Kansas, several other states where they've had these special runoffs and elections, and they had the way that they thought they were going to go. And this has been their biggest hope, and more money's been spent here than ever before when it comes to a congressional seat. Solid fun show. You can check us out, ChadBensonShow.com. Go there, check out all the goodies and fun stuff there. You can get great audio there. You can also email the show, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. Text me always, 323-538-2423. Follow along at Facebook, Chad Benson Show, and Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. For Anthony, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. As always, a fun Tuesday. We'll get you over the hump tomorrow. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.